I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Ad Hominem Attack Show podcast. This is Chris Paw. I'm here with Kyle.
One beer in this episode.
Jeremy.
No beers. Manic episode.
Tabitha.
I'm all fucked up on hash right now.
We are back to we're gonna do some predictions. We're gonna get through those quick. because we in the past week or whatever just decided we're gonna do some old school ad hominem attack show and ad hominem attack some people here shortly. But we're here to do business, and that business is running a roast battle show. And we are going to give our predictions for the semifinals on November 16th here, where we've been recording for the last 8 weeks at... Not your parents' basement in 78th Street Studios, surrounded by pinball machines that you don't even have to put quarters in. You just walk up to them and play. It's amazing. $5 at the door. Make sure... No, not at the door. I apologize. My bad. You got to get tickets now, because that's how hot the show has gotten, that the fire marshal wants to shut it down if you don't get tickets. So you do have to buy your tickets ahead of time. Get those at clevelandcomedyfestival.com.
Yes, yes, you got it.
At the website. Or run up to Kyle in public and just shake them till they fall out.
I got all the tickets stuffed underneath my titties.
And I'm sure if you're hearing this, you follow maybe one of us on Facebook or just the one for the show. It'll be floating around. You can find the event page and get ticket links there as well. Good? Is that all?
Yeah, we got the housekeeping, yes.
All right, let's do our predictions.
All right. In the case of Mickey Genosi versus Nick Glasser, who do y'all think is going to win?
Ooh. I think Nick, just because I need to be mean to Mickey. Well, no, I mean, it's also kind of hard because I know Mickey's funny at roast battles, but it's also like not fresh in my mind. So like I'm going into it being like, wow, Nick's really good, and can really kick ass, and I want him to kick Mickey's ass.
Yeah. I'm going to predict Nick Glasser, because this is a David versus Goliath battle in my mind. And Nick Glasser is physically Goliath and mentally David. I think he's going to get the win here. I think we'll see Nick in the finals. The final finals.
The final four. I don't know. This battle is like a battle of like alt-right Dr. Evil and Mini-Me. I think Mickey's going to win because Mickey wasn't here, but Mickey's super, super mean. And I don't know. I picked Mickey to win the tournament to begin with, so I'm sticking with Mickey Genosi, the racist.
Mickey Genosi.
I don't know if he's racist, but I mean, he looks it. He is.
I think Mickey doesn't have a shot because he's going up against a white guy, so he's got no ethnic humor to land. So, yeah, it's Nick for the win.
All right, well.
Mickey Genosi does look like if Steve Bannon were put in charge of doing a gritty reboot of Nick Glasser.
I just like that you said booty.
Booty.
If Steve Bannon was put in charge of a booty, that booty would produce Mickey Genosi's.
I tried to say gritty and reboot at the same time, and it came out booty. That might say a lot more about me than anything we've done here.
All right.
All right. And in the case of Logan Rishaw, or usually the state versus Logan Rishaw, Logan Rishaw versus Amanda Averill, what y'all got?
I'm taking Logan just because I know him more, and I know he's a beast. But Amanda was fucking killed. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he loses, but...
Amanda's victory over Dave Herron was a flawless...
yeah.
Flawless victory. If it were Mortal Kombat, every joke would have gotten one of those whoop-dee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also have Logan for the same fact. You know how fantastic he is. I think it will be a very close battle.
The only thing I see is it's during the festival, and Logan's like fucking going to be doing everything for the festival.
Ooh, true. He may be very weak.
Yeah, he's very vulnerable. She's catching him at a good time to
That's
knock
why
him off.
I'm going with Amanda. I think Logan will be overwhelmed with his duties. And
booties and
I'm
duties.
I'm still leaning towards Amanda. However, I think your guys is I think Logan's will be more frustrated than anything, and that may give him an edge in a roast battle.
See, I've faced Logan in the finals in the last tournament, and we are friends now. I'll stop stuttering, but like now he'll walk up and be like, "Yeah, I didn't really prepare anything," and then he'll just walk up to me for a battle and be like, "What do you think of this joke?" And I'm like, "Fuck, that's so good."
Yeah.
So like, I'm not going to pick against him, but yeah, he's good at that. Just like, boom, fire joke. It's knockout.
All right, so we got 2-2.
We're getting through this. We really are really stressing on this tournament.
And now, Phil Eckenrode versus Brett Thomas. It really is like a dad versus his rock and roll son.
It's like Red Foreman. Yes.
It's the we're not going to take this anymore video of roast battles. Who do you guys predict?
I'm taking Phil. Phil is ruthless. He's fucking the biggest heel we have in this tournament. Nobody wants Phil to win, and Phil is going to come in and just be fucking flawless, and I think he's going to knock Brett off. I'm taking Phil because he's just so mean and such a fucking dick, and he's a lawyer, and nobody wants to like him except me. I love Phil. I'm picking Phil.
So am I. I'm going for Phil, though with him as a lawyer.
Can we get a punch face thing for this one? We haven't even talked about this. Yeah,
I feel like Phil would just punch me in the face to be able to do it.
Yeah,
like,
he hates women.
He does.
To be fair, they do have vaginas.
I know, they're so awful, right?
Hey, that is that is very transphobic of you.
Yeah, Chris.
Cut all this out. I'm not dying on this hill when I'll go down on either one of them.
Who do you think's got the bigger dick, Chris?
I don't know.
Whose dick do you want to suck more, Chris?
Two, they're each like such an end of the white spectrum.
You could probably exploit Phil for more buddies, so I'm assuming.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a tough one because they really are like just two completely different types of white people. I think Phil's gonna win.
I'll go with Brett. I think he's better at this, and he's gonna have to prove it though because Phil is not gonna be easy.
Yeah, Brett did very well last.
He had a basic white dude last battle, so. You know, it's just an older basic.
Also true. Yes. Yes, because Phil and Josh Volchko are If there's a scale of white people, they're 9.8 and 10.
Yeah, Phil they're and Josh not. Were in the same fraternity. You know what I mean? They day raped the same girl behind the same dumpster. That deserved more. Thanks, Chris.
Oh, well, these two over here are scared to get not getting booked if they laugh at that.
You know, Saturday, I was Michael tag Bush it. Is going to send this to Lord Michaels, and Sad Boys might get picked up for Saturday Night Live.
I almost tagged it with a Brock Turner reference. But since Jeremy and Tabitha were just staring at you, I was like...
Oh, no, I was staring at my phone. Stop trying to demonize me, Chris.
I was staring at you.
Good.
Jeremy's like, demonize me. Go ahead.
Everybody else does.
Why blow Phil or Brett when you got Kyle Hodwarts hosting the show?
Saying demonize to Jeremy, right? Just gives him an idea for a tattoo on the back of his head.
Just tasted a whole lot of pennies in my mouth.
Kyle wouldn't know.
I thought you said it tastes like candy carrots. Yeah, don't eat ass. Whatever.
Tastes like copper.
That's if as they're bleeding first. Which is the best time.
I don't follow.
Sometimes they bleed, and you have to give them a few soothing licks.
Yeah, it's the sometimes part I don't.
It's all fun to think about you guys all eating ass on a bed without a box spring.
Bloody ass.
Hey, I'm on an air mattress.
No, sorry.
I only do this in public parks.
And the next battle in this semifinals round, Blake Quenzel versus Adam Janovac.
They're both just going to, like, hype each other up and just, like, go do whippets or something.
Blake Quenzel looks like Adam should have after being in a war.
Yeah, right? There were extras in fucking Saving Private Ryan.
What do y'all think?
I was super impressed. Adam has been my, like, oh, shit, like, I talked to a couple people in the tournament, not naming names, but they're like, if Adam Janovac writes for this and doesn't just wing it, he can win the whole thing. And he showed that in the first round. So I'm going to pick Adam. I think Blake got lucky. I think he got lucky. Katie didn't have a final joke, but that's just my opinion.
Same. My loyalties lie with Adam Janovac.
It's not an anti-Columbus thing. I'm wearing an Ohio State hat while we record this, and I live there for 9 years, so
go back.
Yeah. I will. I'll fucking crust. Our comics are trash.
Oh, man.
I'm talking to you, Ty Moore.
Tom Plute.
Let's all go do shows at the fucking Saucy Girl and not say fag, you know?
You know what I love about that?
It's Surly is, Girl, whatever.
It's
it is.
Bossy Girl.
Whatever. I don't give a shit.
You called it Saucy Girl.
That's how Kyle was feeling when he found out he couldn't say fag. Pretty saucy.
What do you mean I can't say a word that I have in none of my jokes?
I just wanted to say it when I was outside smoking a cigarette, you know?
I'm telling you, the only way to do it is to go to Columbus and go, who do I got to blow to say faggot around here?
Oh, I'm sure it lights up.
I think I gotta go with Adam Janovac on this one.
Adam Janovac by a landslide.
Oof. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
I feel bad about that, though, because I feel like underestimating Adam for the last battle may have pumped him up a little bit.
Yes. Now, underestimating Adam has been ours and many a woman's problem.
So, you know, keep it up, boy.
Yeah, if he doesn't get complacent, you know, he might come in here big dick energy and just be like, I can wing this.
And that's where, nope.
That's where you lose.
Yep.
I certainly hope not.
You guys had to pick one
turned
person.
Turned my head to burp off mic, and I think it just made it worse for everyone here.
You guys got to pick one person to win right now. Who is it?
The whole tournament.
And you guys are judging, so like this is probably a shitty question, but I don't care.
The whole tournament?
Well, I don't. I'm not going to go, for the record, I'm not going to pick a winner.
If you had to bet a bottle of
Percocets
right now.
Because I predicted.
Unlimited Percocets, who are you picking?
I'm going to say it's going to come down to Nick Glasser and Amanda Averill.
Oh, you think Cleveland sucks that bad?
I think everyone here is sufficiently covered Cleveland's bullshit.
I think it's going to come down to Logan and Phil.
Yeah, I think I would throw Logan in there too if I can expand it to pick three.
How many more people are going to pick? Everyone's good.
There's only four in the
book. We have important business to get through. Brett yes. Thomas is my guy. Kyle, who you got?
Mickey or Phil. I hope Logan loses because fuck him. But yeah, let's get down to brass tacks. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, okay. So Kyle,
can I set this up?
Sure.
Let's explain this as a general, like an overall thing. Once in a while, a comedy scene will be visited by a new person, real eager to produce shows. And 9 out of 10 times, that person is a goddamn nightmare to everyone they talk to, whether they are fond of you or not. They are usually upset that the entire scene isn't promoting their shows, that they manage to throw people $20 to do a show and then act like they're the only people paying anyone. And this time, that person...
You're talking about Pete from the Funny Stuff? I love Pete. Rubber City Comedy Festival in May 2020.
And this time, that person had one of these public Facebook meltdowns about a year ago. And now we've just caught up with old Abel.
Breaking news!
Who is now running a website that you can donate to exploiting being the worst kind of person as a story of family triumph. So that's my summary of the situation before we get into it. And I'll let one of you guys say the names first.
The Ad Hominem Attack Show is sponsored by FaultyFather.com.
This is not a Fawlty Towers cosplay site, was I thought when I was going to look at it. No.
I could go back through the annals of Ad Hom history, there was a time where we talked for several weeks in a row about someone trying to start up another roast battle across town.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that was the thing.
I forgot about that because didn't it like not happen?
It happened for a while.
Fizzled out. I don't think they got to the finals.
It was unbelievably awful.
Were you in it?
Sure. No, I was not picked. They had like 6 people pick a fucking team. I was the current fucking champion, and no one asked me to be on their team.
I was approached.
Were you?
Yes.
Did you say no?
And here's the thing. I was approached by someone who I really like and really...
Say names.
Okay. So Bill Squire asked me to be on his
team. Oh, my God. He's on the radio.
And oh, my God. He used to be my landlord and he owes me money.
Because you said you put a hole in the wall and you did it?
No, I did. I crashed through that thing.
Tabitha has been here longer. Kyle... New guy. Let's ease into the names. There's a way that we slowly let We let people wonder if it's them for an episode or two.
Who hates people in a sweater vest for 500, Alex?
No, but, like, I was asked, and I was like, first...
Sorry, Bill.
First of all, I was just like, I had a bunch of other shit going on, like, the week he wanted me to start up with it, and I was like, I really just can't do it. And then, like, I took a step back and looked at the whole thing, and I was like, eh... I don't want to do it.
I remember I was also asked either by the same person or maybe Ryan, because Ryan's a loyal fella. Ryan had a team in this other roast battle.
Did he?
Or was he on a team?
I don't remember Ryan being involved with that, because I would have made a lot of fun of him.
I think he may have been on Bill's team. This was revealed on the podcast, because we talked about it for a couple of weeks, and then Ryan accidentally mentioned being part of being on one of the teams, and I think Jeremy and I tore into him for the rest of the episode about it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
No one asked you?
No. No one likes me. I don't know if you've gotten that yet.
No. I you're like one of my favorite people.
If people like Jeremy but don't want to work with him, they just come to me. They're like, same idea, a lot easier to deal with.
Yes. Alt Jeremy.
Alt Jeremy.
Tabitha's not going to scream at us when we do something bad.
Tabitha's a big pushover.
But I'll say this also, old Faulty Abe. he never liked Jeremy to begin with, so he never would have asked. Jeremy, as soon as the guy showed up, Jeremy told him to go fuck himself about something.
Yeah, no, he showed up and he posted in the I am the moderator of the Cleveland Akron Comedy Facebook group. Well, so is Eric Kazin, but I'm the one that does all the, like, cleaning out the shit. So Davis pops into town and sets up a GoFundMe in the Facebook group, and I banned him immediately because I was like, that's very terrible. No one knows you, so get out. He was mad at me for that, basically.
What was the GoFundMe for?
I don't care.
Oh, fair.
I just, like,
fair. You didn't even look into it.
I was just like, gross. Like, why are you asking us for money? We don't know you.
We're all poor, too.
It's, you know, there are some GoFundMes that are like, okay, like, Stan Piatt has cancer. Like, that's a legitimate GoFundMe. Fucking, you know, Dina needed money for an IOP. Like, that's legitimate. We needed
Chris
money for
Paul
teeth.
Ate all his Percocets at once.
Like, Chris and I had one for tea. Like, that was legitimate. But, like, you know, I need $25,000 for moving expenses. You can go fuck yourself. Like,
Clem once did one because he wanted a certain poster, I think it was.
See, again, legitimate.
Legitimate needs.
Mm-hmm.
With Dave Horning is trying to get a boat. Like, I'm okay with that.
I mean, I don't support boat culture. Those people are all trash.
I disagree. Boats are sweet, but...
I'm going to do one to buy, like, a Cleveland City councilman. So we can fix that fire marshal nonsense.
Just do what you're best at and, you know, go get a little job done and get us a councilman.
I don't get it.
They
suck dick for the councilman.
I'd rather do a GoFundMe.
Lazy.
No, I'm saying we can do both, but I want to. I want people to donate $500
to get you to suck that dick, so you can do it while you're on Percocet.
I get drunk enough. So, Jeff Davis.
We're not saying names.
Jeremy already did twice.
Oh, I don't care about his stupid little
rules. No, it's not that we're not. We won't say names. We just like to work them in where it's almost like Jeremy did, where you don't notice he said it, but you fucking heard it. So, yeah. He showed up, started booking a bunch of shows, started GoFundMe. He put together quite a show in Lakewood last year and auctioned off a car.
And he drove around.
Yes.
Was it a car or a motorcycle?
No, there was a car and a motorcycle, maybe. I don't know. Tabitha, call your landlord and ask him.
Yeah. There were some billboards all around town promoting that show.
Yeah.
Exploiting somebody who... I was going to say
exploiting the suicide of a young comic.
Yeah.
Which was sad, who's a former Ad Hominem Attack Show fucking alum. That's
yeah.
Like,
yes.
That's the one time I fucking talked to that guy. And
someone we really, and at least personally, we really enjoyed and thought was a very kind, fun person. That was real real shitty when it happened. And then literally to have this guy just roll in and fucking stand up there at fucking Avenue Tap House and scream at us about how he was molested. Then he comes down and he's like, hey, you want to do this show about that guy you really care about?
So he showed up at, what was that, Spider's Mike and yelled at everybody that he was molested?
No, well, like, that was what, like, he had, that was the
first. That was his
was
set?
That a that
was
bit?
That was the first time. It wasn't a bit, but that was what he was doing as comedy. that was the first time.
I mean, that was him doing a set was...
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I got fucked as a kid.
Basically, yeah. No, that was the first time I ever, like, saw him in person because I was like, he never actually spoke to me.
I'm not saying that can't be funny.
Neither am I.
I'm looking at you, Shear.
Yeah, well, it's...
No, but...
However.
It hit it right on the head with being... A quote from an unnamed comic who I'm dating... I'm glad I didn't do that crooked suicide show. It never sat right with me because of how much of a blatant opportunist he was. Also, he is gross.
Very gross. We can get into the grossness, but that suicide, he put like 8 million comics on it.
Did you guys do it?
Oh, fuck no.
No.
He said
the Ad Hominem Attack Show did not do that fucking show.
Sean Boyd does a show every year at the Funny Stop for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. That's the suicide show I support. I do, like, when Derek Hess was doing the Acting Out Fest, I'll do that. Like, I know where the money's going.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there
I'm
are.
Not,
it's...
I'm not disputing the fact that the Ramsey family needed that money because funerals are expensive. And fucking, you know, it was very.
Just saying,
his
maybe
family
they
was,
didn't need to split it with.
Yeah. He didn't need the Susan G. Coleman Foundation coming in and scared the fucking
time. Yeah, so that was some bullshit, and it made something terrible about someone else's generosity, and fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like. I don't give a fuck who's listening. The fucked up thing is when you think about Nick, you got to think about Jeff Davis running this fucking scam, and he fucking stole that from the fucking family and fuck him for that. I mean, that's real. That's not a joke. But you know, I mean, I'm sorry to get all fucking somber, but
yeah
fuck him for that.
Yeah.
That's shitty.
Yeah.
And if we're going to get, like, old school ad hom, guys, you know the worst thing I heard about Jeff Davis?
What's that?
I heard he always runs the fucking light, okay? I don't know who he thinks he is. He can just go up there and ignore the light. Like, he doesn't have to respect the person running the light. But if I were to do that, I'm just saying.
So in summary,
he should go do comedy on the East Side.
He did.
Did I just get baptized? Did I just get Adam baptized?
Oh my god.
I have the headphones on. It all sounds so great.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he did a
lot. I would like to add that, yes, while it was a very worthy cause, the execution was terrible. In fact, I am so behind causes in this sort of vein. If y'all want to do a GoFundMe, and we can get Chad Zumok to kill himself on the show. And then we exploit that to do a show. That I could get behind.
Now.
No.
You know that you have to be the bigger person and not...
Well, you know what? The only thing that could have made this worse is if Jeff Davis then immediately posted a video of Nick Ramsey making him laugh.
God damn. That's why we have to have the fire marshal here. That's why we have to have the fire marshal.
Oof.
Oh, I feel like a catty schoolgirl.
Immediately when Brody Stevens died, put up a 5-minute video of him laughing at Brody Stevens jokes. So yeah. What we're saying is it's shitty when you make someone else's suicide about yourself.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Let that silence. Leave that in. Leave that one in.
Yeah. No, it's like
we're running the light and it's okay. It's people okay. are gonna want to listen to this.
We're running the light and it's okay because we run the lights.
So gross, man. I've been on the Chad Zumach as a tool train for many years. It is nice to see so many people hopping aboard.
I was about to say, the only time I ever met Chad Zumach, he was such a fucking dick to me the whole time. And I didn't even try very hard to, like, be around him or interact with him.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, fuck that guy.
Chad's been nothing but great to me, and I have nothing bad to say about Chad.
I will say
I mean, yeah, he's a shitty person, but like personally, like I've my interactions with Chad have been fine. But
he's a horrible human being. Like it doesn't matter how like good of an interaction.
Fair.
With
I get.
Him.
I mean, get. Yeah, that's all shitty.
It's one of the things that
I'm not justifying anything that he does. Please,
no,
crazy.
No.
Hitler had a dog.
Like
yeah. I know, right? He's a great artist.
You sound like all these dumb old women that are like so and so may be a rapist, but they were so
right.
Sweet
I hear you. I hear you.
I one time made an attempt.
Yeah, don't tell people to kill themselves in a private email. Like that's fucking wrong.
Over
man.
And over
and over
and over
again.
Over
yeah,
and over and over and over.
Like
and
it,
over.
Like how are you going to online bully when you can't take being online bully? This motherfucker called me at 10:30 at night on a Monday night. Because a guy that doesn't even do comedy anymore was mean to him on a message board. And he was crying on the fucking phone to me.
Good. Let him cry.
And that's the thing. That's who this kid, he doesn't have a fucking backbone.
He was upset about the Cleveland Comedy Awards.
Oh, and, yeah.
Asked in the group if he said, did I win any awards, Cleveland? And I told him, I said that he won the best security cam video.
From the blender or the bottle of liquor.
He deleted his comment right away.
He doesn't have a lot of competition there, to be fair. Like, right. He just says it's Jimmy Graham and Chad Zumach.
And even if that's what he's going up against, Chad's going to lose. Jimmy has the better security cam footage. It's so good.
It really is. Oh,
there's security camera footage from Now That's Class.
Yeah.
From years back of Jimmy just beating the shit out of some guy. And it's cinematic. It's fantastic.
And there's no sound. So
Is this Jedi Braid Jimmy?
This is Jedi Braid Jimmy.
That makes it even better.
Yeah, it's probably still up.
Oh, of course it is.
I didn't realize, I think Steve Maersk, I don't know if he did it, but someone created a GIF of Chad tucking the bottle of liquor under his arm and walking away.
Yes.
The best was when he was trying to justify that, was I just felt like having a good time. And just doing something stupid, you know, guys. You've been there, right?
Yeah.
So not on camera.
Someone in a parking lot. Do something stupid there.
It's just, ugh. And, yeah, Chad continues to...
So, The reason we brought up Jeff is that he now has a so he posted a very long fuck Cleveland comedy scree, which on the surface I understand.
Yeah, I mean, some of it I agreed with.
He listed and tagged like specific people that he liked and people that he hated.
Did anybody get tagged in it?
I did.
What did he say? You were cool, right?
Yeah,
because he sucked his dick. That's fine.
No, because I'm universally liked. Get with it, Kyle.
Fair, whatever. Because you're sucking everybody's dick. That's fine.
Yeah. He said I was never funny, which I didn't hear about the goddamn thing until like stupid over here texting. Yeah. He's like, well, I think you're funny. And I'm like, thanks.
It's like, also, I sent it to you, but I think it was, I think you have been funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for taking you out of context or whatever the words that go there are at any rate.
So anyways,
I think the one that the line out of that that gets repeated the most is fuck Amber Maida in general, which I don't even know what his beef was there. But
I'm assuming it was a sexual thing.
A long list of people that he had beef with. And look, I was in the good list, but I don't feel good about it. I was in there with John Bruton of all people.
Yeah.
A friend of the show?
Yes.
Friend of the show, John Bruton. You're definitely on the same wavelength.
Like, John, just wanted to make that joke.
Oh, I need a minute because I'm going to make a really bad joke.
So, anyways, just to talk about it, I mean, so right now he, what, moved to Texas? Is that what?
Back to Texas, maybe?
I'm not
sure. Yeah,
I don't know. Did anybody like?
Yeah.
I dived into this website a little bit, but
yeah,
I was,
we're slowly getting there. I was saying the reason we brought it up, and it has now surfaced. Kyle brought to our attention, and we completely changed directions.
We went on that Zoomock tangent.
Probably for the entire course of whatever, however many times we do this podcast ever again. There will be a fuck this website section. What's it called?
Faultyfather.com. FaultyFather.com.
Yes. Basically, he's moved on from exploiting other people's deaths to
exploiting his own family. Oh my God! What a shit bag this guy is.
Is it just blogs or is there?
I think there's live things. Like I'm not gonna talk about his feed? Kids, but you can get on the website.
Oh,
but
let
they
him
all
do
have
that.
Bios.
I was about to say we're not gonna talk about his kids because he said every single thing that can be said about his children for his children.
They're all characters on this web show.
They're all characters in his fucking life.
Are these really his kids? I'm
that's
asking,
a good
like,
question.
I
know those are
question.
Definitely not their real names.
Oh, well, yeah. He has a Twitter.
Abe Pike has a Twitter?
Oh, he does.
Oh, shit. His name is Abe Pike now. And
yeah, I don't know which
like,
name was
fooling?
Fake.
Like, who does... And then, like, that's what really, like...
Listen, P.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker board every minute.
It's just like it really like just the full on delusion.
So you go to this website and there's a bio and then you can buy premium blog reads for his family. $25 for the year, which we're gonna spend Adam, we're gonna spend old Abe Pike $25.
We're
gonna start our own spinoff web.
I would never approach a format like that to begin with because I would never assume I was going to make it the whole year of doing it.
Donate $1 to the new AdHom Patreon and we'll put up all the fucking content. Yeah. You can get the $25 content for $1 donated to us and you can read it on the shitter.
Oh my God. He's really bad at Twitter. I'm just going to put that out there. He's got... His
Did he talk shit to Ryan DiPardo with a burner account?
This is the my favorite part of the show where we spite read tweets. Listen to this dumb motherfucker.
Staring at our phones in silence. And like,
listen
on,
to how stupid
something.
This person is in 160 characters.
Chris Klim, I hope you're enjoying this episode. He's
he
still
is.
Here.
He is.
This is.
Oh, Chris, don't worry. We'll get to that bag of trash.
I heard he's a bully.
He's not the biggest bully anymore because he's finally losing weight.
He's that slim, thick bully.
Chris Klim is a giant at any weight.
That's why I said slim, thick.
I like this idea of slim, thick.
Slim, thick.
Never heard of
like
it.
You're slim, but you're like the legitimate big bone.
Jeremy
like
says
you're always going to be big.
He's never.
His fucking arms hang down to his knees.
Yeah, because he's a fucking giant of a man.
Big knuckle dragon, fuck.
Surprised he didn't rip out of that fucking Spider-Man suit.
Jeremy here is thin, skinny, thick. And now he's going to tell us next episode he used to be it.
You know, when I was hot, Jeremy, I was also slim, thick.
I can assure you, I was never slim, thick.
So I'm reading through his kids' bios. And the one... I mean, I said I was going to talk about his kids, but I am.
It's on his website. This is
you can visit it.
If he didn't want anyone to say shit about his kids, he wouldn't be fucking putting his kids out here.
We're
going to
make him more money than he ever would have by this episode.
No, don't.
You're welcome.
No, don't pay for this.
Don't give him any money.
Give it to us, and we'll give it to you.
Yeah, we'll tell you all
about
it.
We'll give it directly to his children somehow.
He said... Fury
probably
Pike.
Gonna be selling drugs outside the fucking Walmart. So
Jeremy will bring it down to his basement where he keeps children.
Fury Pike is the oldest of my kiddos, and he is my favorite. And
why is he favorite, Jeff?
You are.
I don't know. Like it's just like oh, immediately like this is my favorite child. That's kind of fucked up as a parent.
No, I think he's. I think he's trying to be funny. Because he said for his, all of the other children, too, that they're his favorite.
Oh, you know fuck. How you can, I stopped reading.
You know how you could never truly have a favorite?
I've told both of my kids that they were my favorite, but don't tell the other one.
That's why I'm not going to have children. Because I know if I had more than one, I would have a favorite, and I would treat them justly.
You're like, this one's not as mean. I don't like it.
Yeah, this one's a fucking pussy-ass bitch. Throw him in the river.
So who do you think is going to win, Adam Janovac? Or...
Did we not?
No, we covered it all. Okay. We covered it all.
That's just how we ended, though.
We all
so
said
this
Janovac.
Motherfucker, he posted his story. He has a Facebook page for Faulty Father. And it's a very long-winded tale of... of his the abuse suffered at the hands of his ex, and the final page is she has gotten wind of us telling this story, and she's an angry, rabid dog. She has threatened to tell you everything that I am already willing to tell you, and she has forced my hand. I have to tell the story that I am still not ready to tell. 841 reactions, 173 shares. So the internet has seen this.
Is his ex still in Cleveland? Because she could be
one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Yeah, let's have her on. Let's have her on.
I can probably set that up.
That may be possible. Yeah.
That'll be a Patreon exclusive ad hoc show. Yes.
Yeah.
I just can't read any of this shit. He's such a bad writer. It really makes me angry.
Yeah, I think we could do that.
Let's get her on.
Yeah. I'll make a phone call to somebody that was pretty close to her because he's been trying to get a hold of me for the past 30 minutes. Okay, let's get this done. Oh, Jesus.
Does that friend breathe fire?
No. I don't have fucking his number.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, go through him.
Oh, whatever. No, don't
this
shrug
friend...
your face like that.
This friend writes C-list horror.
Yeah.
No, I'm reading more of the things he's
saying.
Oh,
okay, that wasn't me.
No,
I hope there's
no.
a picture of Abe and his kids and fucking Mike Dragon's car on the website.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You know, all the money that he scammed off of people, he is not using it to feed his kids.
Oh.
They do not look well nourished.
A pause on the Ad Hominem Attack Show podcast.
Rarely were rendered this speechless. That's a real nightmare. He also did those shows, and I guess these were ideas he saw in other states where he tried to...
Well, there was one where he threw tomatoes.
Yes,
and my dragon
that
was like,
one.
Sold!
They were, yeah, like these foam tomatoes, and the crowd would buy, it was like a dollar for two of them or something like that.
And they could throw them at the comics.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you would count the number of tomatoes that got thrown at you, and that was your tip.
Yeah. Each time I was there, I ruined it by throwing all the tomatoes that had already been thrown again and again at the comic. And then I think one time the basket that the tomatoes were kept in, I threw at Ryan DiPerna.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Did he make a spicy marinara?
Yeah. Do we? Where are we at? Should we?
No, I think this. I think we got like 10, 15 more before people stop completely listening.
So who's gonna win in the battle between Jeff Davis and life?
Yeah. Chad Zumok. We didn't even think to start shitting on Chad until we started talking.
Well, you started it. I didn't.
Well, the
and not. I'm not dick riding Chad. Like
suicide
I did,
angle.
But, yeah.
I mean, I did, but.
I think we'd be remiss on a podcast full of comedians when a comedian is in hot fire, being canceled.
Is that what's happening?
Yes, that's not a real thing.
Yeah, I think it's more getting paused.
Yeah, on the defense for doing shitty stuff. Guys, was Harvey Weinstein recently in a comedy audience somewhere?
Okay, so
what
tweets.
Is that all about?
Okay, so what happened? So the whole thing is it's basically like this. It's like this once a month thing for like actors and comedians and musicians. It's like a networking thing in New York, and it was created by this girl. But like supposedly, when she first created it, like the idea was like. It being this open space for all of these like actor and creative types, and like it wasn't going to be
sounds gay,
yeah, super gay. It's the entertainment industry, and it was basically just like a lot of these up and coming, you know, entertainers having a place to like come and like just like have this networking event, basically.
Was the event meant to be like they would perform or?
Yeah. So like, yeah, there were people like performing.
Show art or whatever.
Something
they do.
Like that. Yeah. Okay. And so basically like Harvey Weinstein showed up. And
he's, I guess, out on bail then?
Up. Yeah.
He was invited.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, he was there, and then everyone was like, oh, well, he just showed up. And people were like, bullshit. You tried to have him here last month, and someone, like, caught wind of it and was like, fuck no. Like, how can you let that happen? So you called it off.
Does he still run it? Like, does he still run anything or, like, have any say in, like... getting people casted or
I haven't seen Vinny Chase in anything in a long time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. But no, it was basically so like Harvey Weinstein's there and you know a woman goes up to do comedy and it's like if I were in that position, of course I'm going to fucking say something about the fact that Harvey Weinstein's here. And
hey,
so,
shouldn't you go jerk off on a plant somewhere? Get out of here, guy.
Yeah, it was basically just like, huh, like, this is real cool, right, guys? Like, didn't know I needed to bring my own mace to actor's hour. Like, this is supposed to be something where, like, we can come for, like, an hour or two and, like, work together and shit. And immediately, like, as soon as she said that, all of, like, the, like, event planners and shit started to, like, boo her. And she's like, what do you mean? Like, I'm literally just calling out the elephant in the room. Like,
yeah,
I'm calling out the fucking rapist in the room.
Right, the serial.
Yeah, and like, so, like, she got booed for all of that, went through her set, and then, like, another comedian basically, like, freaked the fuck out and was like, what, like, why is no one saying anything? Like, there's a video of her just, like, screaming, like, why is no one saying anything? Why is no one paying attention to this? Why is everyone acting like this is okay? And people are like, you've got to get out of here.
Oh, they threw her out.
Yeah. And she's like, I'll go.
Jesus Christ.
And they're like, you've got to go. And she's like, okay, I'll leave. But why?
Who was the comic? Do you remember?
No, it wasn't anyone I had heard of before. And, like,
can we just say that anyone complaining about people losing their jobs to, like, Me Too or what they're calling cancel culture now, no one's in trouble. No one stays in trouble for any of the things that have happened.
Bill Cosby's in prison. I mean, like, if you're good enough, you're gonna rebound.
Yeah.
It just sucks. I mean, it sucks for people. Some people, like,
if Harvey Weinstein gets to hang out at a, this is like,
I'm not justifying
where there's
Harvey
actors
Weinstein,
and
but
performers, that's like sending a priest to a
fucking rich
school.
If you're rich, you're
someone
fine.
Said, it's like, yeah, it's like put, it's like inviting a pedophile to, like, a school play. Like, check it out.
I think,
like,
sorry,
you're fine.
I think,
just angry.
Yeah, I understand. I think Morrow said it's like, if OJ was in the front row of a comedy show, like, you're not going to take a shot at OJ?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's more what bothers
me. And OJ didn't do it.
Exactly. He told us what would have happened if he had did it. But no, that's more like what pisses me off is not the fact that Harvey Weinstein was there. It was the fact that when someone went up there and did their fucking job of being like, hey, guys, this fucking monster's here.
Yeah, right?
Doesn't this suck, you piece of shit? Like, everyone was like, no, this is normal. What's wrong with you? Boo. Boo, get off the stage. How dare you? It's like, no, don't make me feel like I'm fucking nuts because I'm looking at the monster and saying, there's a monster.
And for
don't
anyone, if anyone
by the
that
way, this
thinks,
happened 3 weeks ago. So.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
I didn't know about it.
The third episode of the Unhoppin'
Yes.
Whoops.
Yes,
yeah,
a few weeks
old
back.
News, way old news, but yeah, you
I'm
know. Something
real,
probably happened
I get
already.
I get real heated up about injustice.
So,
I've
I mean,
been
the thing,
3 week old injustice.
Weeks.
So let's say this then. For the last 3 weeks, if you've been hearing anyone go, well, he's not convicted yet, he's just out on bail, there was video. Like, it's. He's definitely a serial rapist.
Exactly.
That was invited to an artist. Like, that isn't.
So the comedians were Kelly Bachman and Amber Rollo. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing their names.
Trash.
And
Rollo's.
The other person that was kicked out was Zoe Stuckless.
No, good for them. No, fuck that. Good for them. I said trash, but I was just being a dick.
No,
look them up. I don't know, support them. If they're funny.
Yeah, look them
up. If you look them up and
they were invited to this art gallery with a rapist, they got to be somewhat funny, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. You think you'd be and perfect even, to showcase in front of this rapist.
And even if they're not funny, allow them the room to learn and get better and give them all of the same attention you'd give other mediocre people.
Boring.
Okay, mediocre white men I'm sitting around with.
Okay.
Jeremy's Jewish. He doesn't fucking qualify.
What are you, pasty
bitch? I'm fucking German-American.
I just said Charmin-American. And I was like, yeah, you soft-ass toilet paper-ass bitch.
You do look like you get really excited about wiping your ass in public.
I get excited to wipe my ass no matter where I'm at.
You look like if I squeezed you in a grocery store, a man would yell at me.
Kyle should always have a newspaper under his arm and be warning people not to go in there for a few minutes.
Kyle's out here looking like Harry Potter's uncle if he was way more into NASCAR.
I've never seen any Harry Potter movies.
Well, get with the times.
All right. All right, folks. Now that's been an ad hominem podcast.
I feel refreshed, honestly.
Faultyfather.com.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Check out our new sponsor.
Throwing my phone everywhere.
Metro PCS will have another one for you.
to sum up the last few episodes.
Mickey Genosi is going to win the fucking roast battle.
Mickey is the dark horse. Brett Thompson has spread herpes wildly through Akron and other parts.
Consensually.
Hot Jeremy causes pussy cancer.
Die for this dick.
Die slowly and painfully. Because you fell for the Hot Jeremy scam.
Yeah, yep. The worst scam in the history of all the scams.
I know, you really had no reason to try and lie to us about that. Because it's patently false. I went through years of your Facebook pictures. And if you're telling me the era that I think you're trying to claim it is, you still wore bowler hats, regardless of how attractive you thought you were at the time.
Bowler hats?
Fedoras and Hawaiian shirts.
Was Hot Jeremy pre-Facebook, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Was the 80s?
Then there's no proof. It doesn't exist. Yeah.
Nothing worth fucking was pre-Facebook.
No, I was...
I don't know what that means.
It was when Jeremy invented CrossFit.
I was pushing around this tire, guys. I was like, you know what? This could be a thing.
I was working at a junkyard.
In shape, Jeremy. He works at a junkyard.
Compared to the watchdog, I was attractive. When people came up, they had to fuck either me.
Where do you think his dick got cancer from?
or the dog guarding the place. They always picked me.
They picked me because I had the best catalytic converters.
That's the show. That's the note to end on, I think. Get out here November 16th to not your parents' basement. 9 o'clock. Make sure you get tickets ahead of time.
ClevelandComedyFestival.com.
Or else we will put you out in the hallway and set everything else on fire around the room that they're concerned about. And let the fire marshal deal with that. All right. November 16th. You guys got anything? Any last minute? We haven't done our personal Twitters or any of that shit. We give our names if you want to find us.
I don't
tweet
or anything. Facebook. Add me on Facebook. I don't do anything else. I like TikTok a lot. I think I'm going to get into TikTok.
Do it. Oh, my gosh. Please. I love TikTok.
TikTok's
so
the
much.
Best. Like, fuck Twitter. Fuck Instagram. TikTok.
Steve Merz will be very happy to hear that you guys love his open mics. Open mic so much over there.
All right, now
yes. We're done.
Yeah.
Find me on TikTok, Tabitha Jones.
I don't even have a profile yet, but I like dog videos.
That'll do, pigs.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.